You know, you can find the psychopaths listed in the Bible. And it's across the board. Anytime you read the Bible or really study anything, it's holographic. You know it's holographic because people will say, well, the Bible was written for every age. And we know that's true. You know, and it's written for every culture. The Bible was written for every culture and every age. Well, if that's true, then it's across time. It applies to every person, every situation. It's holographic. It's a fractal holographic book. It's a fractal holographic book. There was a famous preacher, he's dead now, but he had a team, and he said the Bible's a hologram. And it is. And that means, if the Bible's a hologram, that means reality's a hologram. And the reason you know it's a hologram is because God is everywhere. God's truth is everywhere. God's laws, God's grace is everywhere. God's system is everywhere. Across the board. No matter what city you're in, California, Georgia, Florida, what state you're in, it doesn't matter where you're at, it's a holographic truth. If the truth is everywhere, then it's holographic. So if you read a Galatians 5, 19, 20, 21, you'll see how the progression of the psychopath, the scorner in Proverbs and Psalms, the scorner, they hate authority. They love to go get drunk. They love revelings. They have envy and strife, and they're always fighting. There's no peace, saith the Lord, to the wicked. They have no peace. But they have to project it. They have to project it. The covert psychopaths have to project it on the other people. You know, if somebody tells you, my spouse did this, or my girlfriend or boyfriend did this, or they did this, don't believe it till you hear both sides. Unless you know that person pretty well. Because these are master manipulators. A master manipulator has murder in their heart, right? If they just do right, why don't they just do right? Why do they have to manipulate? Because it's all about greed and money and position and power and image and outward show. I said something about my ex one time. She looked across the street. There's this 18-year-old girl. She said, oh, no, she's pregnant. Can you believe that? I said, you're guilty of that. What are you talking about? She was judging of the things she was that she was guilty of. When people judge the very thing that they're guilty of, everybody messes up. Especially if they don't have any parents teaching them anything. You know, 18 years your parents didn't teach you jack. That's pretty sad. And the parent never opened the Bible to teach you the Bible. That's psychopathic right there. Really psychopathic, to be honest with you. When when you wake up the fact you're surrounded by psychopaths most of your life, it's a whole new ball game. When you finally wake up to that and you break the paradigm that, wait a minute, just because I'm related to somebody or married to somebody don't mean that you're not like them. You don't necessarily have to, just because you're from a bloodline or a culture or you're married to somebody, doesn't mean you're like them. They're different sometimes. It's like snakes and reptiles. Most people hate authority. I can catch a person who's like on the edge, because the first thing, they hate authority. They really do. Think about it. They hate boundaries and they hate authority. Think about why. Who's the ultimate authority and who sets boundaries for you? God. They hate authority and they hate boundaries. Narcissists hate boundaries. They just see it as a law. The flesh is nothing but sin. So if you give them a boundary, they see it as a rule or a law, which shows them their sin, you know. This is why, and I think it's a good thing, almost all the corporations say no fraternization. And the reason they say that is to actually protect you and protect them. Because a lot of people use the corporate system to wreak havoc in somebody's life, you know. You just see them, the 9-to-5, and that's not who they really are. And these are, like I said, these are master manipulators. So if they're affecting your home environment, work environment, these people are untrustworthy. Nothing but trouble. Nothing but trouble with a capital T. So what are the two data points here? You can look at the Bible and see who the psychopaths are. Look at the patterns. And you know it's true because it's a fractal holographic truth. No matter what city, place, state, job, country, family, bloodline, whatever, same patterns will appear. They will appear. It's impossible for them not to reveal what they are. It's kind of like if you put radiation in a box and had an instrument to measure radiation, the radiation leaks out, right? So the psychopath, it's just like a box of radiation. Their traits leak out. It leaks out from the box. If you have a box full of music and you got a speaker in the box, you turn it on, and you got a receiver to see if there's any sound. Even though you try to enclose the box and hide it, there's still sound coming out of that box. It has to leak out. It has to reveal itself. It has to. Like I said that one time, I said, the words betray you, you know? Your words betray you. Are you a believer? Are you antichrist? Are you liberal? Are you conservative? Are you... Your words betray you. You can't escape them. Good luck trying if you're trying.